I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Power 93.5, The Hitman and Carla, and we have some New Year drama in 2018 that all started on the very last day of 2017. Don't you dare say his name.
Your friends.
I'm gonna let you tell the story because I'm afraid I'm going to say his name again. Oh, God. He's still texting me.
Let me set this up. Hitman's your friends are a lot of drama, by the way. Anyway, so Hitman's friend is his son plays a lot of sports, and I'm going to call him D. D hangs with a lot of his son's friends' parents, right? They're all on the sports team and stuff, and he's divorced, okay? And there's a married mom in their group who's gotten super flirty with him and stuff, right? And, you know, he's kind of just like laughed it off, whatever. But she'll be like, oh, laughing at his jokes all extra hard, touching him on the arm when they're talking, little cute flirty remarks, you know, getting besides herself because she's married. Anyway, so what was it? Last weekend, New Year's Eve, they all have each other's phone numbers because all their kids are on the same sports team. So she texts him a picture of her in like this lingerie, and he kind of thought, well, maybe it wasn't meant for him, but his name was in the text. He's like, Happy New Year, so-and-so. And he kind of he didn't know what to say. So he replies with the emoji with his hands over his face like, oh, my God. So the question is, should he say something to her husband and make it known about all this? Or should he kind of take his kid off the team and walk away and just get out of this whole situation? And I say, don't do either. Like, don't show anybody the picture. She probably feels like an idiot, had a little too much eggnog New Year's Eve. We all get a little too turnt. And she probably didn't even mean to. Maybe she meant to send it, but she didn't. You know, your judgment is kind of crazy when you drink too much.
No.
And I don't think she might not even.
No, she got that she got that liquor in her. And she got to thinking about old dude and not her husband.
He's going to get
having some thoughts about old dude for a minute to get brave enough to send a sexy lingerie pic. Knowing he's single too, she's giving him options.
He's going to mess around and get beat up by the husband just because he's the messenger.
869-1093. I say take your kid off of that team. The calls are coming in this morning at Power 93.5. What do you think?
Carla, first of all, my name is Carla. That you do not keep that from somebody. She needs to let him know they need to go together. And if her husband don't believe him, he has proof.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that my dude and this woman go to her husband and tell them together what happened?
Exactly. And if not, he needs to go by himself and show her, like, because she can always flip the script, like, you know, he's been coming on to me. You know, man.
That's true.
You don't play that, Carla. I can't believe you.
Well, Carla, first of all, your name's amazing.
Yes.
I love it.
All right. Thank you. Okay, first of all.
See?
Okay.
Okay. That's awesome. You're almost back in there with me, but no, she needs to let him know. He needs to let her husband know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. She says, tell everybody. Power 93.5. He's probably going to have to after today. What do you think of this?
He didn't do anything wrong. She's the idiot who sent the picture. He needs to just act like nothing happened.
Thank you.
Basically give her the cold shoulder.
You're absolutely 100% right. Just let it go. Walk away. Leave things alone. It probably won't even happen again. She'll probably flirt. Let her husband see her flirting. Don't show the picture. Just move on with your life. Right?
She probably won't flirt anymore. She probably feels like an idiot. And
right.
Okay.
Yes. The next day she was like, oh my God, what did I do?
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Two ladies, two different opinions. One says tell, the other says say nothing like you. I say walk away from that whole situation. It's trouble.
Pull the kid off the team?
869-1093. What do you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.